Assalamualaikum dan salam sejahtera. Agenda Awani di Davos, ini forum ekonomi sedunia. Tahun keempat Awani berada di sini dan seperti biasa kami membawakan banyak pemimpin-pemimpin pendapat yang kami rakamkan pandangan mereka. Tetapi kita sentiasa perlu melihat di perbatasan kemajuan teknologi, ekonomi, sosial, mobiliti dan sebagainya dibincangkan di sini dengan relevannya dalam konteks kita negara Malaysia. Bendera Malaysia masih berkibar di WEF 2019 ini dan salah seorang tokoh korporat yang berada di sini untuk menyebarkannya adalah Yang Mulia Tengku Datuk Seri Zafro. Thank you so much for making time to be here. You know, as the group CEO of CIMB Group, all these years, I've always had your chairman. This year, I have a chance to get you. There's many things so relevant to your industry, like financial technologies, hotly discussed here. Blockchain and shared ledger is like a common thing, even not just in the forum, across the Promenade outside. But there's also discussion about the bottom 40%, which as a Malaysian corporate entity, I'm sure you also look at very deeply. However, I would like to get your brief overview. How you see the importance of Davos this year for you and your company?
First of all, thank you, Kamaru, for having me here. Like you said, it's my first time here in Davos. It's very cold, obviously. But CIMB has been coming here over the years. For us, I think, and I'm sure you also agree, that Davos is quite important to understand the industry trends, to understand what people are saying about the economy, but more importantly, what's going to happen in the future, right? We got a lot of thought leaders here, policy makers, industry leaders, where we have the opportunity to engage, to share their, for us to also share our views, especially for us, CIMB and for Malaysia as well, right? We also need to voice out what we want for our region and for our country, right? And I think it's good that I see quite a number of Malaysians still coming, but I hope in the future there will be more, right? But at the end of the day, we're seeing good traction with ASEAN in particular, but of course Malaysia as well, especially with the new Malaysia.
Correct. Right? Apart from the minus 10 to minus 15 cold that hit you straight away, what other thing that you look at? You know, I'm sure you have traveled around the world to the most important of meetings, but when you went to Davos for the first time into the forum and look at all the sessions going on, what struck you the most?
I think what struck me the most is the diversity of opinions. Of course, culture we know, but the, you know, you see the views of the countries like America, then you see the views for a country like China, and of course the country in Europe and of course in Asia. They have all different views and different interests. And I think the platform here is for us to understand why, for example, America is saying what they are saying. And here, we are able to listen deeply and understand better their point of view. And of course, we also try and share why our point of view. But I think at the end of the day, it is something that we can conclude. Like, for example, I was on a panel yesterday talking about the fourth industrial revolution and the impact on data, you know. So the things that we learn, and you mentioned the B40, right, for example. So a lot of the new ideas that are coming today is not just about profit, but it's also about sustainability, you know, about social impact. So World Economic Forum has provided that platform also to discuss this.
One of the key pillars at World Economic Forum, not just in Davos, but across the year, has always been financial industry and financial technology. And I remember CIMB as one of the earliest in Malaysia to really sort of institutionalize, I'm saying that in a good way, not in a bad way, approach to fintech, for example, because many at that time were looking at it as us against them. But CIMB early on, looking at the best of talents to bring in and build that from within. So how has that been for you? And I'm sure you would have taken the opportunity here to benchmark it against others who are doing almost the same thing.
Yeah. I think you're right, Kamaru. Thank you for that, you know, recognition. CIMB has always been at the forefront, especially in the region. When you say benchmark against here, of course, there's still a lot of room for improvement that we need to embark on. But what we've done and what we've committed and what we actually will be announcing, hopefully in February, is our new five-year plan. And that I'm giving you a bit of a preview.
Okay, good. This is exclusive for you guys.
So the commitment given by the board is to for us to invest double our investments on technology. The focus is really at the end of the day on customer, customer experience. We want to have that wow factor for customer experience. But how do we achieve that? We need to invest. And the areas that we need to invest are two key areas. One is people, and the other one is technology and data. Okay. I think people, you know, is basically getting the right mindset. You know, the culture, change management is important, right? And we have targeted the next five-year plan, which ends in 2023. We want to have at least 15% of our workforce to be digital savvy, right? And we've committed to spend about 75 million ringgit on our digital academy. On the technology and data, that's key. That's been spoken here in the World Economic Forum in great detail. It's something that we have to invest in. You've seen, I mean, in your industry as well, you know, the media industry, you've seen the hotel industry, you've seen in the, you know, other industries where disruption is happening. And financial sector is not exempted from that, and when we're seeing it. But again, you mentioned a very valid point. The thing is not to go head on with this, but to work in partnership. The concern is, you know, we will get disintermediated, right, from the customers, because all these other players are coming in. You know, you see Grab here, you see. Right. So we need to be part of the ecosystem, right, with the customers. But the other concern, I think, the challenge for us, that the reason why we need to work with other fintech players, is because they also have good ideas, good technology, right. And the last point I think I want to highlight is this something that we are all talking about today at the World Economic Forum is the platform players. Yes. The Google, the Facebook, the Tencent, you know, the Alibaba. They are encroaching in everybody's territory, right? You know, like for your territory, sure. In the media, they're just using your data, right?
All our content is
all theirs. Correct. So they're same as us, right?
But we don't get anything back.
Correct. In fact, their margin is there, right? Yes. So advertising money is going to their platform rather than, you know, paying for the content that you have been investing in. So similarly for banking, we need to be prepared for that. So the best way is to engage, right?
Okay. I have to go for the first break, but once we are back, it's never a baptism of fire like coming to World Economic Forum and the first briefing press conference will always be by IMF, and it's always Madame Lagarde, and she just said it straight to our face and said, we are revising downwards the economic growth of the world 2019 and worse for 2020, sort of. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I'm going to ask, how would you navigate that? Because we know that Malaysia is going through a period where we're trying to clean house, and there's a lot of talk about debts and how to clear them first and then only, you know, concentrate really on development. But the bread and butter issues are pressing even now. How do you clean house and give social protection to all in Malaysia? And I think being a very key player, people keep talking about, before I came here, I was just in the press conference of, they're talking about whether Europe is still competitive, and I'm like, okay. But that was from a digital technology and innovation standpoint. And they were saying that capital is no longer the issue, there's abundance of capital. Talent is an issue in Europe. But what is it for us? Are we neither here nor there? Are we really struggling to really choose the silver lining for us? I want to hear it from your view, because you look at both capital and talent, and we'll discuss that after this short break. The number one chief of CIMB finally is with me here, because this is his first time in Davos. Welcome again.
But
how do we navigate? Because Malaysia, you know, we're not that bad, but you know, we've got a lot of challenges. So here in Davos, people talk about capital and talent. So I'm going to ask you to look at our country and, you know, give us a sense from where your vantage point is about capital and talent. Because if I go down on the ground, the small and medium enterprises are still saying, oh, so hard to get, you know, cash and capital and all those stuff. On the other hand, talent is also an issue in Malaysia. So the two things that people are saying here in Davos, very crucial to push innovation and digital economy, we are testy on that. Yeah. What's your vantage point?
Okay, I think let's put things into perspective first. In Davos, we hear all the challenges on capital and talent as well, right? So Malaysia is not the only country that's facing that. But having said that, if you look at capital and talent, relative to what I see in Southeast Asia in particular, is that capital in Malaysia is actually there, liquidity especially, right? But of course, the debate is not whether it's flowing into the right sector and how do we get, for example, you mentioned the SMEs to benefit from this capital inflows, because capital, whatever it is today in Malaysia, will go towards where they can find the best return. Capital is very, you know, the flow of money is very, very, very fluid, right? And the second part is on people. If you talk to, our competitors in Singapore, Indonesia, they will say the opposite. They will say that Malaysia actually have the talent, but unfortunately, our talent
going outside,
they don't really stay, because I think there's partly because they want to have better exposure before they come back, right? That's a good reason. Then when they do come back, they bring along with them their experience. But I think it's also got to do with the compensation structure, right? I think at the end of the day, when we do a benchmarking on professionals, Singapore and Indonesia actually pay more. So they attract our talent away. So that we need to do. I think the minimum wage and all that will address some of that in the lower part of the professional chain, but I think in the middle high as well, right? This is on the private sector, forget about the government and all that. But the good thing about Malaysia is, if you look at the innovation across the region, I think Malaysia, Indonesia and Vietnam stand out, right? So we do have good innovators. In fact, if you look at, you know, today you've seen, I think, Grab, who's been here, for years now, and they're now the ASEAN number one hail riding company, right? It's actually a Malaysian, right? Of course, it's based now in Singapore. So we need to, again, keep that. So capital is coming, but we need to divert capital towards the SME sector as well. That's why I think CIMB is going to focus on that. But again, to do that, to be inclusive, you need to invest in technology, right? So I just give you a short example.
Please.
How SME is benefiting from a partnership between banks and e-commerce companies, right? For example, banks working with Lazada or Shopee, you know, these e-commerce companies. Last time, the SMEs that are selling the products on this platform are not able to get good financing because they don't have the enough data yet, data points. But with working with Lazada, we can then be able to see, oh, this product has X number of customers, they are selling well, and then we can give financing clean. Now, last time, all the SME financing, the problem we have today is everything is secure, collateral. So it's very hard for them to grow because to get security is not easy.
So just based on transactional data?
Correct.
Okay.
That's good. And it's clean. It's clean loan, right? So more of that. And again, that's why banks and other financial institutions need to spend a lot more on technology. People are saying that at today, the best way to know whether you are a good customer who will pay is not based on your secrets, not go on your credit bureau, but based on whether you pay your phone bill on time, whether you pay your water bill on time. So all that data we need to compile, right? So today, the more data that we can get, the better it is for the customer, because we will then be able to support small businesses and also support.
I want to ask you this, because sometimes it seems so clinical, a natural progression to do so, you know, moving from collateral base to looking at data from transaction and historical data of, let's say, a seller on Lazada. But how hard was it internally for you to convince your internal stakeholders from the board, who could be, you know, thinking totally of a different tangent, right down to your head of department somewhere in the organization?
Yeah. Okay, that I think that's a very good point, right? In any organization, the biggest challenge is the people, because you can buy the system, you can buy the product, and you can have the right strategy, but if the people are mindset is still the same, it's not. So it is a journey that someone has to take. A company like CIMB also has to undertake that journey. But at the end of the day, if you need to convince your staff, your board, your key management, that this is will benefit not just the company, but the customers as well. Okay. So it is a process that you have to undergo. So the trick is to do the easy one first, yes, to show the successes, right? Because people want to see success before they believe, right? Because they say, you see that.
Change is scary.
Change is scary, yeah. Because, I mean, it is when you want to do certain things, like, for example, when we launched the 1 minute approval for mortgage and high pressure, people worry that, oh, that means you don't need people to approve. It's all going to be all online. So people say, oh, are they going to take away my jobs, right? So that's the other challenge. Because so then you need to say, look, you know, you won't, you have to reskill yourself. We will help you. You know, because sometimes it's also about people, right? Although they believe it's the right way, but what's going to happen to them, right? Yeah. So all these things have to evolve. I think the WWE Forum also talking a lot about, you know, how robots are coming in, right?
AI,
so it's all that. But you see, people are worried. You know, we are here saying that, oh, it's good, you know, AI is coming in, good for customers, good for risk management, increased productivity, cost will go down. But then they will say, hey, what's going to happen to me, right? And that's why you see the populism coming up here. Now, here also at the WEF, we were talking about, you know, the way politics are changing, right? How parties, how economies and all that are less, they feel, people are feeling that they are left out, right? So again, this has to be a balance when it comes to investment technology, things that we want to do, and the people itself.
My last break, I promise you, after that I'm going to come back. I seldom have a chance to sit with Yang Mulia Tengku, but I'm going to give you a chance to just look into the crystal ball. If you have everything ideally at your fingertips, how would you want CIMB to go? You've already shared a bit about your five-year plan, but this is a bit more beyond that. Because here is where, at the World Economic Forum Davos, disruption is a given. Everybody starts from that point. Not, we're doing this now, we're going to change here. No, they start from change and disruption. So how would it be for you if I, you know, if you indulge me in putting on that cap? Because we already know, looking at things like, I know you have one of the best HR leader around in your company, and you know, I've been getting a lot of press releases, like recently, 1 or 2 weeks ago, you guys even go down the ground to get the kids hands-on on stuff like coding and entrepreneurship. That's how deep you're going. So with all that, let's say ideally they work out, where do you see CIMB? Because already now you're no longer just a Malaysian company, you're already regional. I think you're in more than 15 countries. So let's talk about CIMB in the future, straight away, like the HSBCs of the world or Standard Chartered of the world, in a sense. Because Malaysia has gone through so many things, we want to look at positive things going forward, because 70% of the jobs that we have now might not be around 2025 to 2030 after this. Agenda Wani, recorded right here. This is the media center. Unless you have this, this is, I don't care about every other thing in Davos. I just need this because this opened the doors everywhere that I need to go. And I could meet the PM of Estonia that I've never had the chance. I've discussed Estonia to death on Agenda Wani. But we need local relevance. Yang Mulia Tengku is still with me. So I'm going to, your time for the crystal ball. You know, here I get the impression everybody doesn't talk about the problems of now. They're looking at how do they feed twice the population of the world, and hence the supply chain changes. They're looking, even Europe is thinking, we're already being left behind by China and America. How do we move forward? So I don't want to talk about the problems in Malaysia. If everything goes well in your plan, where do you envision CIMB to be?
Yeah. Wow, that's the crystal ball. This is like my wish list, right? Of course, you know, the like you said, given that disruption is happening and all that, you know, we have many stakeholders as a company. But one overarching positioning that we want, you know, and we will again have announced this, will be announcing this in February, and we have actually made some key progress, is on sustainability, right? So we are the founding member that has signed under the UNDP Financial Institution for Responsible Banking. Because I think it's time for the financial institution to also contribute towards sustainability. Sustainability is not about just environment, but you know, it's about supporting the people, supporting the right agenda for the world. I think it's time for corporates to give back as well, to help. But we, of course, will face challenges, right? Because as a company, you know, we are going to be challenged not by the new disruptors, but at the same time, we as a company also need to ensure that the society at large benefit together with our shareholders, right? Lastly, if I can say this, I think at the end of the day, for any companies, the barometer of success is not just the return on equity, which is something that we always look at, but it's in terms of survival. People are today talking about survival of the traditional conventional companies, and banking falls into it. I mean, many sectors fall into it. So for us, the crystal ball will be, people are going to ask this, you know, we all need banking, but do we need banks? So for me, we need to reinvent banking, and we need to also go beyond banking. We need to be part of an ecosystem. We need to be part of people's mindset all the time, right? Not just when they need banking.
I'm going to reverse that question in another way now. A lot of focus is also for the young at the World Economic Forum. They have the young global leaders. Even their global shapers, only people under 30 who are making great strides around the world. And so I'm going to put this to you. If the audience of Wani, whether it's the parents, the brothers, the sisters, or the young people of Malaysia themselves, you know, in the old days, people think accounting or take up a legal profession or be a doctor. But now that has been disrupted. Who's to say that if you're working in programming, you cannot be in the medical field? And the same thing, because you said that people might not need bank, and we're looking at banking or finance and stuff. What would be the ideal future employee of CIMB? Because now in Malaysia, we're a little bit defensive. We like, oh, we have to retrain our staff because we don't do this anymore. We have to bawa dia, anjak dia ke sini, you know, move them up. But if you can take them already running, let's not debate about education system, but let's just say, if we tell them what you need, then they can prepare themselves now. So they can just walk in into CIMB, I tick all the boxes that you need. This is the verification, you can check. So I want to give them that chance, that while they're studying or while they're going to take their SPM or PT3 or whatever, they're thinking about this future where CIMB is of course going to be there, and maybe more than 50, maybe 30 countries by that time. So what kind of ideal employee? Because I do know you guys look a lot at talent, and you are disrupting it from within.
Yeah. So I go back to your earlier a point about 70% of the jobs of the future might not exist anymore. Right? I mean, 70% of the jobs today might not exist in the future, right? So that is, I completely subscribe to that, and I think that's true. And for the young generation today who are about to embark on the next 2 to 3 years into the working world, the skill set will continue to change, right? Today, we're looking for data scientists, data analysts, digital marketing people, right? Programmers. But I cannot say the same in 3 to 5 years. When they graduate, are we still looking at the same? Yeah. So it is challenging to say that 3 years, CIMB needs this talent, right? Like those days, remember our time, they say, oh, we need accountants, then we need lawyers, then we need medics. And so now we say, oh, we need data scientists, we need extra, et cetera. So 3 to 5 years will be different. In fact, the growth is growing faster, right? It's accelerating, right? Change is accelerating, right? The pace of change. So to me, the for the young graduates or the young people who are studying today, is the ability to adapt, right? The skill set to adapt, the EQ side, not just the IQ. The IQ can be can be replaced by robots. Yes. That's what they're saying, right? But again, you need some of that. But the EQ, the ability to
the higher order thinking skills, lah.
The higher order thinking skills, right?
Empathy also,
empathy,
emotional quotient.
Unlearning and relearning.
Are you finding that in the new generation of CIMB employees?
Well, the millennials today, they value the quality of life, right? Which is why we do, we've made some of these announcements to attract talent. In CIMB today, the talent that we're looking for are also the talent that every other sectors are looking for. Yes. Those days, banking, people, there's a certain skill set, and we can go. But now we have to change the way we employ people. Even, I think, for your industry, you know, people want to work from home, people want to work flexible hours. You know, all this has, you know, we have to adapt to that. I mean, companies also have to adapt, and not just to get the people, but also to retain our people, right? So that's the, so to me, I think you mentioned it, the skills, you know, the skills that you need are skills that can be with you for the rest of your life.
And you want employees who work in with solutions, not complaints and problems.
Yeah, but they'll be good. I mean, in any companies, right? Yeah. Our job is to facilitate the career path for them.
And that's the spirit being discussed here at the World Economic Forum. That was every time. Yeah. People looking for solutions, you know. They don't just bring problems. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Kamarul. Thank you.
Let's work together to take the things that you think are important from Davos. Once you're back in Malaysia, maybe we can put it together with the thought leaders there. Yeah. I offer that to you because I always offer solution. Not only you
ideas
get...
Ideas. We need right. Debates, yes. Right? More of that.
On dah salam tu kira akad nikah lah. Of ideas. Yeah. Thank you so much, CIMB and Yang Mulia Tengku. Thank you so much for watching. This has been a very special recording of Agenda Wani at the WEF or World Economic Forum 2019 right here in Davos. Goodbye.